Broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor with Stone Payton, rocking and rolling in Denver, Colorado at Collaborate 13 Technology and Applications Forum for the Oracle community. Stone, what a day, what a day.
Hey, the floor is busy, the booth is full. This is going to be a fantastic segment. We have with us from Apprentice, Miss Ingrid Houghton. Welcome to the show, Ingrid.
Thank you. Good morning.
And you did not come alone. You brought quite the compliment with you today, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We brought Conway. And we've got, representing Conway, Justin Edwards, who's the IT Accounting Systems Manager, and Rob Mestermaker, who's the Manager of Financial Accounting. And joining them and us is Steve Parra, who is the Practice Director from Jibe Consulting, one of our key strategic partners.
So now, ePrentice, why don't you share a little bit about what you guys are doing for folks?
Sure. ePrentice is a software company. We have transformation solutions for the Oracle eBusiness Suite. We're right here on the exhibit floor in booth 1323. And basically, anything that you'd like to do to change or remodel your EBS systems can be accomplished with ePrentice software. So you can change your chart of accounts, you can consolidate EBS instances, change currency, merge operating units and sets of books, basically anything that you'd like to remodel in your eBusiness suite. And as a result, you don't need to do a full re-implementation, and you can save lots of time and money.
So do you have a sweet spot, industry sector?
That's a great question. We actually work across all vertical markets, every commercial vertical market you can think of, as well as federal, state, and local government sectors. The only requirement is that they run the Oracle EBS system.
What do companies find the best, most engaging part of working with you guys?
Well, our software works. It works all the time. Every single one of our customers is referenceable. There are no errors in any of our production environments. And our software is very unique. Nobody else has it. And we're very pleased to be able to be here today to showcase it.
So let's hear from some folks that are actually in there using this stuff that can speak to it. Lee, you got a couple of gentlemen over there to your right. Let's hear from them a little bit.
You guys want to share about what it was like to work with these guys?
Sure. So I'm at Conway, and I'm the financial accounting manager. And one of the things that we're trying to do in preparation for our R12 upgrade is basically take four separate charts of accounts and merge them into one chart. And so what we looked at is we looked out on the horizon and said, okay, what software is out there that can do that for us? And we took a look at the landscape, and the only tool that we saw on the market was ePrentice. ePrentice was able to come in, basically provide the software, let it run on Oracle, and basically take those four charts and merge them into one chart of accounts so that we are ready for our upgrade to Oracle R12. One of the things that we noticed was that basically ePrentice was great at supporting our system. Our first time going through it, it took a long time, and we had both Ingrid and Helene, who's the president of ePrentice, on the phone working through this system with us to basically get that time to a much shorter time frame.
Now, when you had this challenge that you guys were struggling with, so you decided to engage with ePrentice, right? So you had lots of choices. You picked ePrentice. Can you share a little bit about going through choosing and kind of exactly how you guys started working together?
Sure, I'll take that one. Realistically, I've gone through this effort a couple of times of changing the chart of accounts, and it's always a huge...
So you have some scar tissue?
It's always a great deal of fun, right, Justin?
Exactly. So I didn't want to be the third time as the charm, so finding this tool set that will actually go in, do the brain surgery behind the scenes, update all of the subledgers with the appropriate referential data is huge for us, and it's going to slow down the time to market, essentially, significantly. So we can focus on the value-add process improvements and not making data transformations.
So now the outcome of the project, how would you describe that?
So the outcome of the project is that basically we're going to move from four charts to one chart of accounts so that we can take advantage of the features in R12 that we want to take advantage of, namely the advanced global intercompany system and the subledger accounting. As you all probably know, you can't take advantage of those features with multiple charts of accounts, and so we needed to converge and move those to one so that we are ready for basically those, be able to take advantage of those features in 12.
So, Ingrid, you must be a real hero over there at ePrentice to have a group of customers here to say these great things about you. What's the secret Ingrid sauce? How do you develop these relationships and do such a great job and so thoroughly that they'll come to showcases like this and talk about it?
We give them great coffee at our booth.
There you go.
No, only kidding. No, it's really a joint partnership between both our organizations. They're a great company to work with. They've always been responsive, and we try to do the same, just respond with everything that they need.
And why this conference, Collaborate 13? What is it about this conference for you and your customers, the people that you're serving, that makes it this is the place?
Well, it's a focused user base for us. I mean, we focus and concentrate only on eBusiness Suite, and we've got a lot of EBS customers here and potential partners that we work with. I also want to make sure that we've got our partner here, Jibe Consulting, who can talk about their experiences.
Great. Thanks, Ingrid. As you mentioned, Jibe Consulting, we've actually engaged with ePrentice a couple of times, and one thing that she said really resonates is that the software works. So it's a great opportunity for us to actually use software that works. It's easy to use. And as Justin mentioned earlier and Rob mentioned earlier is that not all projects go smoothly. It's what the software vendor does when they don't. And ePrentice really came through to meet the challenges, to fix whatever need to be fixed, and to optimize whatever need to be optimized. So our experience was great. The software works, and the vendor really supported the product.
Now, can you talk a little bit about the implementation time?
The implementation time, we actually ran a proof of concept. We were able to run through four different cycles within a period of 3 months to actually prove the value, to understand the challenges, to resolve all the issues. So when we go to production, it's ready to roll without any hiccups. So within a very short period of time, we were actually able to execute the software, document all the processes, and we're ready to rock and roll.
So how does it work when you guys are first talking with an end user customer? You come in first, Steve, and then you bring Ingrid and her team.
Right, like how does that partnership program
yeah.
work?
Yeah, and then how do you know like you don't step on each other? I mean, you got to have a well-oiled machine to pull that off effectively, don't you?
Well, we do, but quite frankly, it's really customer-driven. Our customer had a challenge. They had a challenge of wanting to consolidate their chart of accounts, and through our long-term partnership with ePrentice, we've built a long-standing relationship of knowing what's the best products to use for the business challenges that are at hand, and ePrentice was the answer here.
So, Ingrid, I got to know, what's next for ePrentice? Where are you guys going to be putting your focus in the coming months?
We're just going to continue doing what we're doing, optimizing our solutions and making sure that we meet all of our customer needs in the EBS suite, and that's really what we're going to be focusing on. Making sure we have successful implementations and a continuous 100% happy customer list.
Well, I think you definitely have happy customers. So the balance of the show, how are you going to invest your time and energy for the balance of the show, you think?
Well, we had a total of 7 presentations that we're delivering during the entire
wow.
conference. Our CEO and founder, Helene Abrams, is a very well-known and well-respected Oracle expert globally. And so we've got a number of topics on how they can optimize their EBS systems, what to do for mergers and acquisitions, how to design a global chart of accounts, other topics like that. And we hope that a lot of the folks here attend those events.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about ePrentice, website?
www.eprentice.com, and that's E-P-R-E-N-T-I-S-E. And we're also here in booth number 1323. Come on over and visit with us.
And how about Conway? What's the best way to learn more about Conway?
The website is www.con-way.com.
And Jibe?
www.jibeconsulting.com. We're in aisle 400, stop by, and we'd love to chat with you about a broad range of products that we provide services for.
Good stuff. Well, thank you all for being part of this. And once again, that's eprentice.com, eprentice.com, to learn more about them. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will be back in a few.